Well, thank you very much. You know, I'd like to introduce the members of the group here. And I'd like to start with the gentleman that's been with me longer than anybody, musically speaking. He's been in the band now for 25 years. That's a quarter of a century. He's dogified now. And he can be heard on all of our acoustic disc recordings and a lot of other projects. He was in the Garcia Grisman Experience. And he's still hanging in there with us. Please welcome from Pacifica, California, Jim Kerwin on the bass. This fellow over here with the flute, bass flute, Cajun Kush. He just got his 20-year refrigerator magnet. he's been in the band for 20 years now, and I tell you, he sounded great when he started, but man, he's at the top of his game now. Not that tomorrow we are more on top of it, but he comes from Marin County, California, where he leads his own quartet. He's got a few CDs of his here. He's got his website and all that stuff. Please welcome Matt Eckel on the flute. Another veteran of dog music is our drummer, who this is his second tour of duty in the group. He was with us throughout most of the 1980s. That was quite a while ago, but he came back in the 21st century. He's been back with us for about 6 years now. The master of space and time dynamics, inner drumming, and outer drumming from Sonoma County, California, the great George Marsh. I believe we have one of George's many projects, recording projects. Here's with us a few copies left of one that is called, what is it called? Yes And. A very positive album. George and a piano player named Noam Lemish, who is in Tibet now or somewhere like that. Right?
Well, he's in Bhutan.
Bhutan, yeah. So he left all his recordings with George. He's trying to liquidate him before you. Anyhow, check it out. Well, we've got two younger generation dog musicians here. Let's not leave out this young generation here, because they are the future of all things good in acoustic music. And I've been, I used to be the youngest guy in the band a long time ago. But things have kind of flip-flopped, and we've got an incredible guitar player, as you already have heard, from Denver, Colorado. He's playing a 1934 00028, and his name is Grant Gordy. If you notice, the advertising said Quintet Plus. Well, in case you probably, those of you that can add, notice there are actually more than five of us here. And this young man is the plus. Decided to reintegrate the violin back into dog music after a protracted absence. And he is from the neighboring state of Massachusetts, Longmeadow, Massachusetts. Although he served time in Nashville, and And I'll tell you, it's just been a pleasure listening to him for the past four nights. He's an incredible acoustic talent. Please welcome Mr. Mike Barnett on violin. One of the tunes that is back in the book now is a fiddle tune that I wrote about 30 years ago. I was playing a gig in a rodeo arena in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And on the gig as well was the great Johnny Gimble, one of the masters of Western swing, Texas swing, incredible fiddle player and mandolin player. And he inspired me to come up with this little fiddle tune, which I then recorded for Warner Brothers with a young musician that was in my band at the time, Mark O'Connor. And I did one take of this tune where I said, "Mark, just play as many choruses as you want." I think he did about seven. And that is that. That version, they didn't, Warner Brothers wouldn't release that, but I put it out on a 3-CD set called DGQ20. I'm gonna extend the same invite to Mike here and see what he does with the Albuquerque turkey.